A farmer owned a mule that was very important to him because it was a good plowing animal. The mule got sick one day, and the farmer called in the veterinarian. The vet looked the mule over and then gave the farmer some extremely large pills. "Give the mule one of these pills 3 times a day and he'll recover," the vet said. The pills were so huge, the farmer asked how he was supposed to get them down the mule's throat. "Easy," replied the vet. "Find the piece of pipe wide enough to fit the pill into. Then put one end of the pipe into the mule's mouth and put the pill into the pipe, and then blow into the other end. Before the mule knows what is happening, he will swallow the pill." It sounded easy enough, but just a few hours later, the farmer walked into the veterinarian's office, looking terribly sick himself. "You look just awful. What happened?" the vet asked. The farmer replied, "The mule blew first." We do not have power to run our life the way we want. Running life only according to our plan is not possible. It is like reading mule's mind. Who could read a mind of an animal like mule? I recently heard a sad story about a hospital pharmacist who was looking forward to his retirement a year later. But sadly, he contracted the virus and died from it about a month ago. There are so many variables that are simply beyond the scope of our intelligence and power. The worldwide pandemic caused by the coronavirus is one good example for this fact of life. COVID-19 drastically changed the world we live in, and we may continue to live with the unwanted changes. Look deep into life. COVID-19 is not the only trouble, but one of countless problems. Living with such a condition of life, our hearts are always anxious. Therefore, keeping peace in our hearts always becomes a challenge. How could we abide in peace? The gospel this morning shed light on it. We are going to look deeper into the familiar gospel lesson about Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist, and specifically into the presence of Trinity and relationship between Jesus and the Holy Spirit in the text. There are not many places in the scripture where the presence of Trinity is found as noticeably as in this gospel lesson. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Jesus' baptism was a very important event. Jesus did not need John's baptism of repentance and forgiveness, but it implied that Jesus was a redeemer, that he came down to the earth to take the sin of the world upon himself and pay the price to save the world from sin and death. Following the baptism, Jesus launched the public ministry of redemption, and in Calvary, he fulfilled what he began. At this very significant moment and place, the Holy Spirit descended and rested upon him, and God also spoke and recognized Jesus as his own son. This is where we see that the Trinity shares the same attribute and substance, works in unity for the same purpose. The presence of the Trinity agreed completely on Jesus' redemptive action and his ministry that Jesus was about to embark upon. The gospel shows how Jesus and the Holy Spirit share the uniform nature and work in the identical fashion. Two words, descend and alighting, in particular, help us see their common characteristics. The Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. Alighting means getting off or getting down. Alighting on him is, in a way, a repetition of the word descending. Repetition, as we know, is used to emphasize. Here in this place, the Holy Spirit descending is to be emphasized, which readers usually miss. In fact, there is a third word that signifies descend. Could you guess what the word is in this text? It may not be easy to guess. The word is the name Jordan. Jordan is a popular male name. It also a name of country that sits on the east side of the Jordan River. So we do not usually look at the meaning of Jordan. Jordan was derived from the Hebrew Yaden, which means one who descends. The Holy Spirit descended from God at the time of Jesus' baptism in Jordan River. In addition, the event conveyed the truth about that Jesus was the one who was descended from heaven. Both Jesus and the Holy Spirit descended from God to carry out the same mission in the world. Why was the river named Jordan? The reason might have had to do with the water source. Mount Hermon, which is located between the border of today's Syria and Lebanon, provides water to Jordan River. It is 9,200 feet above sea level, the highest point on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea. The mountain gets a lot of precipitation, and because of its height, it always is covered with snow during winter, which helps store water. So spring water from the mountain comes down and flows through Jordan River and feeds into the Sea of Galilee and provides water for drinking and farming for the whole nation of Israel today. To help you understand this a bit more, Israel captured the Golan Heights from Syria in the 1967 Six-Day War. Many may not know the major motive behind. The southern slope of Mount Hermon extends to the Golan Heights, which is right next to the Sea of Galilee. And Golan Heights strategically is critical for Israel to secure their water source. It was why the nation of Israel attacked the Golan Heights, which was once the territory belong to Syria. The Hebrew word Yarden also means to flow down. Jesus' baptism in the water of Jordan River identifies Jesus as the life-giving water flowing down from God. Jesus said to the woman at the well who came to draw water, "Those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The Holy Spirit shares the same attribute as Jesus's in this regard. The Holy Spirit in the life of believers works like water. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is described as being poured out upon the believers like water. Acts 12:2-17 says, "In the last days it'll be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Life could become dry and thirsty, and the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the believers to fill their spirit, so the river of life may flow within their hearts to quench the dryness of soul. Speaking of water, let's look at the baptism. As soon as Jesus was coming up from the water, the Holy Spirit came down upon him, which indicates the water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit are not exactly two different events. In the event of the baptism of Jesus, the water baptism was followed by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it was almost like an event at the same time. In Acts, there are several different scenarios in terms of timing of water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some received the water baptism and did not know the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit came upon them later. When Paul preached to Gentiles, the Holy Spirit came upon them first, even they weren't baptized by water at all, and the water baptism was followed afterwards. Some other times, the believers received the water baptism first, and the Holy Spirit came upon them soon after, just like it happened when Jesus was baptized. At any rate, all those who confess Jesus as their Savior should desire to receive the baptism by the Holy Spirit. So I'm speaking to all of you. Have you received the water baptism? I'm sure you all have. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? If you haven't, we should desire the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, back to our initial question. Can we find peace in the world today? We see trouble always and everywhere. In other words, we see so many mules out there in our lives. Georges Simenon was a prolific Belgian writer and published nearly 500 novels and made a huge fortune. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote about Georges Simenon in his book, Living Water, studied in John 4. He says, "He built himself a house in Switzerland above Lausanne. From the house, there was a magnificent panorama stretching from the Italian Alps to Mont Blanc, including a wonderful view of the lake right down to Geneva. This was how Simenon describes his aim in building it. I've tried to build a kind of perfection here. And of course, it has everything that can be desired. Even with 1970s technology, he built his house to be perfectly soundproof with all the conveniences. But he also wrote this: I have only one ambition left, to be completely at peace with myself. I doubt if I shall ever manage it. I do not think it is possible for anyone. It is not a question of money, for that kind of happiness must come from within yourself. I do not know any man, however successful, who is completely happy. The world we live in cannot afford peace we are looking for. Simenon has this right. Peace must come from within. The Holy Spirit descends upon the believers in any condition of life. All they have to do is to open their hearts to Christ, who gives the believers peace that transcends all circumstances. Therefore, let us open our hearts to the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit may descend upon our hearts from above and rest upon our soul. That the Holy Spirit may dwell within us and become the fountain that wells up peace that the world cannot afford. Amen.